Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our listeners joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, whether you listen to us through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. We have a great half hour coming up for you today. We have our quick and easy cooking tip coming up from our resident chef, Bruce Treader, at the end of our program. But to get things kicked off, we have a renaissance man that's joining us here. We have actor, author, and also recording artist Trey Chaney is back. He's here to talk to us about the big plans he has for 2012, beginning this week with the premiere of his brand-new movie, Dead Money, as well as a new single that dropped this week as well. Trey, welcome back to Conversations Live, man.
Hey, Cyrus, thanks a lot, man. I'm happy to be on again. You know, y'all my family, definitely.
Well, I appreciate that, man. Congratulations to you, I should say, twice. For one, the single man that has got everybody talking, fatherhood. We're going to talk about that a little bit later and even let our listeners get a sneak peek of it. But also because of the new movie, Dead Money, that's premiering tomorrow as well. What has this been like for you, man, to have all of this going on at one time, especially with the big movie that you have premiering tomorrow?
Well, it's just a, you know, I guess it's just an example of how hard that I've been working. You know, when you work hard, man, you start to see great results. And, you know, just in previous conversations with you, I never really stopped, like, striving for my dreams and just pursuing my career with acting, with music, you know, with the book, The Truth You Can't Betray. And this is just, you know, like I said, it's just an example of hard work and dedication, and I'm reaping the reward. And, you know, like you said, this week, man, we have a major, major film release dropping at Rivertown Movie Theater in Oxon Hill, like right where all of us are from. You know, all of us, we rap DMV to the fullest, you know what I'm saying, DC all the way. But, you know, this film, man, is called Dead Money, and it's focusing on organ trafficking. It's like, you know, Frank Jackson, who's the writer, director, and producer, along with Shay Evans, man, they put this, like, ensemble cast together. Everybody's actually from D.C. We got Soleil, we got Anwan Big G Glover, we got myself, we got Clifton Powell, who, you know, who's like a mentor to me. And it's just like, man, this movie is definitely like some new age movie shooting stuff. You feel me?
Right, right. And I think my producers tell me, I think we actually have Soleil actually joining us live, Conversations Live. Soleil, are you there with us? Hello, Soleil, can you hear us? Okay, it may not be her, Trey, but I want to ask you about the cast of the film, because, I mean, it definitely is, I mean, I think names that people will recognize, but I think the subject matter is one that people will recognize as well. What is it that kind of drew you to this project?
Well, you know, me and Frank Jackson, we've been working together for a long time. You know, we did the major film, Lorenzo Monica, that we shot independently in D.C., and, you know, this project, it was a little different for me because I'm actually playing the person who sets up, who introduces the whole situation of organ trafficking to these group of guys that I'm playing in the movie with. And, you know, to kind of like play an assistant, like, surgeon to Clifton Powell, that drew me to it. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I know what type of work Frank Jackson has been doing in the DMV for years. And that, and plus he's just a good, genuine guy. And usually when Frank presents me with a script, I know it's about business, you know. And then when he named the cast, when he named Soleil, which is my sister, when he named Clifton and Anwan Big G Glover, when he named those cast members, I said, hey, I don't care what I have to do. I have to be on board. So definitely like playing like an assistant surgeon to Clifton, and then, you know, just the whole ensemble cast of all these serious actors is really trying to come up in the DMV. And, you know, know, we're presenting another great project to the world, man. And I'm just, you know, being on the wire for so many years, it's like after you become popular from being on a historical show, why not continue to make history? And Dead Money, this is going to go down in history. It's going to be one of those films.
Yeah, yeah. I want to kind of reset for those who are joining us on the radio side of our program at 92.3 FM, and even those joining us online through blogtalkradio.com, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Trey Chaney. Many of you know him. He is an author, as he said earlier, author of the book The Truth You Can't Betray. Also, he is a recording artist. We're going to actually talk a little bit more about that in the moment. But he's here today talking about the brand-new project coming out tomorrow, Dead Money, the new film that he's in with Clifton Powell and also Soleil, as he mentioned as well. You know, you mentioned The Wire, Trey. Of course, it's celebrating, I think, 10 years this month. Wire. You know, you have it's so easy, I think, for some to be pigeonholed. And you kind of talked about this in an article that came out of the Washington Post in December about, you know, you didn't really see it as a problem for you. And I think this role at Dead Money shows how diverse you are. Why is that so important for you, not to just be seen as a one-note, playing one type of character? Why is it important for you to keep pushing yourself and reaching different levels?
Well, I guess, you know, it's important because you want to show the world that you don't have to, you know, be pigeonholed in that one role. Like, Poot was a low-level drug dealer that really didn't, you know, he was like a low-level drug dealer that was based on, like, being a follower. So after that role, you know, of course you're going to, I mean, you know, I'm happy because I must have played it so well into where people want to call me for those type of roles. But, you know, like I said, with Frank introducing me as this assistant surgeon, you know, in this, it's showing my diversity and showing that I can tackle any role that anybody throws my way. And that's just one, you know. And I got another role coming out with Taylor Tequila and Nick Hogan called Masterminds this summer, another film where I'm playing like this mob boss. I mean, that's something different for me because I wasn't a mob boss on The Wire. So anything that this sort of like different and you know, they can show the world that I can do all sorts of type of roles. It's just a great thing, man. And I'm just, like I said, I'm honored to just be a part of this whole movement.
Exactly, exactly. Well, speaking of movements, man, I said that you kind of got the ball rolling this week with the brand new single you officially released yesterday with the video called Fatherhood, a departure from some of the music that people have gotten to know you for, the more feel-good Trey Chaney. Talk to us about Fatherhood, what inspired the song, and what it was like to work with your real son and your father in the video.
Well, it was definitely a... It was definitely a great situation, man. You know, I mean, I had the chance to work, you know, my son who's 5 years old. I work with my dad, you know, who's been in my life forever. You know, he's the reason why I'm here today. And I just thought it was important because as an MC, as an artist, I wanted to show that this type of stuff does exist. You know, I mean, it is, as fathers out here, it's definitely stepping up to the plate and taking care of their families, and you know, just it, that's important. And I wanted to like showcase that in this type of record, you know.
Right, right. And you've been getting a lot of buzz, not just from the sites that you normally are used to getting support. I mean, because you're used to getting the support from a lot of the more hip hop sites, but you've been getting a lot of support kind of across the board. What has it been like for you to kind of have people, some of them for the very first time, being able to hear your music and to get this message from it?
Well, it's definitely like a great thing, man, because like you said, it hasn't just been getting love from hip hop sites, but you got like Essence.com. I mean, you got all of these fatherhood organizations that's posting it. Black and Murray with Kids.com, which is Lamar Tyler, the one who actually directed the video, you know, who's an award-winning individual for, you know, blogging and his website and all of his movies. You know, it was just a pleasure in having those type of sites. And, you know, I've actually been getting comments off of people saying that they never were fans of hip-hop until they heard this Fatherhood record, which premiered yesterday. And, I mean, and
right.
Hear stuff like that is like, wow. I mean, I didn't know, you know, all this time that out of all the records that I've done, I could do a record like this, and it can be something that not just touch, you know, me when I did it or the people around me, but just, you know, touch people around the world that can really say they finally have a record that they can play for their kids. They have a song that, you know, that they can encourage and uplift the men as well as fathers to say, you know, it's time to really step up. It's time to encourage the ones that's already taking care of their kids, but even encourage the ones that may be having a little trouble. Say if they're having trouble with the child's mother, you want to, you want to bypass all that, because at the end of the day, it means your child's life. You know, you got to be there with just living in this type of world that we live in, man, for the kids. There's so many challenges out here.
Right, right. Well, we know you're busy, Trey. We're going to give one more plug for the movie here in a moment, but because we have you here, the single is available right now on iTunes. Why don't you go ahead and introduce it for our listeners here on the radio and online?
Okay, y'all, this is my new video. This is my new song. Fatherhood is produced by Don Cox. The video is directed by Lamar Tyler. Y'all can check it out all over YouTube and all over thisis50.com. And this is the powerful record, Fatherhood. It's available on iTunes right now.
Father to a father, listen clear. The topic of discussion is sincere. Honestly, the reason why I try to inspire all these fathers, cause it represents a lie. I swear I'd rather die than be labeled as the guy. I swear I'd rather die than be labeled as the guy. I swear I'd rather die than be labeled as the guy. I swear I'd rather die than be labeled as the guy. When I was young, my father told me that I would be the man. And never did he lie, I got the world in my hand. And my little man look up to me. He see how I extra grind. Children are the future, believe I'm going to invest in mine. And never mind what they expect. This world can do what's wrong, so it's time to stand correct. I ain't saying that I'm perfect, but Malachi deserves it. Now every day I'm working, so I never see him hurting. Yes, I'm a rapper, educated author, groundbreaking actor, full-time father. Only thing I want to do is show them how we ought to move. Sky is the limit, do anything you want to do. And I put them on this earth, so even though it's tough, I know I gotta make it work. Giving it my all, still try to give more. I swear I would die for the one I live for. Father to a father, listen clear. The topic of discussion is sincere. Honestly, the reason why I try to inspire all these fathers, cause it represents a lie. I swear I'd rather die than be labeled as the guy. I swear I'd rather die than be labeled as the guy. I swear I'd rather die than be labeled as the guy. I swear I'd rather die than be labeled as the guy. Yeah, see where I'm from. The fathers hardly be around. Mothers working two jobs just so they can feed the child. Girls acting older, even though they never grew. Boys grow to be the same father that they never knew. So I say the time is now to make a change before our kids only see us putting flowers on their grave. Or maybe talking to them through a glass on the phone. Ask why they will say that my daddy wasn't home. I swear I'd rather die than be labeled as a guy. I swear I'd rather die than be labeled as a guy who couldn't hold his own, wasn't there for my fam. Be looking in the mirror like I failed just a man. And I try, I swear I really try. I see my son needs me when I stare into his eyes. So we gotta step up, can't leave our kids alone. I didn't say it would be easy, but we gotta be strong. Let us do the struggling so they don't have to bother. Cause if we got kids, they should have a father. Let us do the struggling so they don't have to bother. Cause if we got kids, they should have a father. Father to a father, listen clear. The topic of discussion is sincere. Honestly, the reason why I try to inspire all these fathers, cause it represents a lie. I swear I'd rather die than be labeled as the guy. I swear I'd rather die than be labeled as the guy. I swear I'd rather die than be labeled as the guy. I swear I'd rather die than be labeled as the guy. The topic of discussion is sincere. Honestly, the reason why I try to inspire all you fathers, cause it represents the light. I swear I'd rather die than be labeled as a guy. I swear I'd rather die than be labeled as a guy. I swear I'd rather die than be labeled as a guy. Yeah, I went to God, then you laid me with the guy. Wasn't around.
That was Trey Chaney with Fatherhood, his brand new single. You're listening to it here at Conversations Live 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. We actually have the man, Trey Chaney, is actually joining us live. He's been talking to us about his brand new movie, Dead Money, coming out tomorrow. Trey, again, why don't you give us the details about the movie, who's starring in it? And also, of course, we're going to let our listeners know that the single is available now on iTunes, but you can see the video pretty much on any one of your favorite sites. But go ahead and tell them again, Trey, about the movie, who's starring, and where they can be able to see it tomorrow.
Dead Money, okay. Tomorrow, we're doing our premiere at Rivertown Movie Theater in Oxon Hill. The movie, the red carpet starts at 7 o'clock, man. We're going to go ahead and start the showing at 8. And everybody's going to be on that red carpet that you can think of, you know. We're doing it in our hometown. It's Clifton Powell. It's Soleil. It's Anwan, Big G Glover. It's myself. I mean, the whole cast. You know, it's going to be like lights, camera, action out there. So it's just going to be like a great, great look, man, for everybody that actually has something to do with the film. Frank Jackson will be there. You all will definitely be able to meet him, along with Shay Evans, the producer. And it's just, you know, once again, man, we're just trying to make history with this whole thing, you know?
Exactly, exactly. And again, you can keep up with everything going on with Trey, with the book, also with the music, as well as what's coming up for him for the rest of this year by going to his website, TreyChaneyBlog.tumblr.com. That's TreyChaneyBlog.tumblr.com is where you can go for more information. Trey's also very active on Twitter. You can find him at Trey Chaney, just his name, as well as on Facebook as well at Trey Chaney. Trey, man, congratulations to you and all of the cast, man. You guys are welcome anytime, you know it, to come back and to keep us posted on what's going on with you.
Okay, man, will do, man. I really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, man. For our listeners, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we do have our resident chef, Bruce Treader. He'll be bringing up our quick and easy cooking tip of the day. Again, you're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio dial at 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com.
Character building counts. Have you weaved a character building message such as goodness, honesty, leadership, empathy, or responsibility into your book of any genre? Most likely you have. Character Building Counts Book Awards can help you market.